With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Trump administration plans to step up immigration enforcement in Chicago have some Democrat leaders spoiling for a fight.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem confirmed plans for a stepped-up presence of federal agents in the nation's third largest city. She told CBS's Face the Nation that more resources will be added to ICE operations in Chicago. President Trump has lashed out at Illinois' Democratic governor and Chicago's mayor for crime problems. Mayor Johnson and Governor Pritzker are planning to sue if the president moves forward with the plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has been talking about taking his crime-fighting program on the road, employing a Washington, D.C.-style crime crackdown in other cities, including Chicago and possibly New York. Democrat politicians may not welcome it, but Republican Senator Dave McCormick says, bring it on.
So I think he's setting a great role model. I think it's going to make D.C. Beautiful and great. And I think that will hopefully carry on in other cities, and I suspect it will.
The Pennsylvania Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. A federal judge is blocking, at least for 2 weeks, Trump administration plans to send dozens of unaccompanied migrant children from Guatemala back to their homeland. The death toll from the magnitude 6 earthquake that struck eastern Afghanistan is 800, but authorities do not expect that number to hold. They're sure it will rise as search and rescue operations get underway in earnest. The tremor leveled entire villages, injured more than 2,500 people in eastern Afghanistan. No action today on Wall Street. The market closed for Labor Day. After falling 92 points on Friday, the Dow will resume trading tomorrow at 45,544. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Michigan.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a physician's assistant can continue her lawsuit against University of Michigan Health West. Valerie Klusterman says she was fired by the hospital after she refused to participate in a sex change operation, citing her Christian faith. Kayla Tony of First Liberty Institute, which is representing Klusterman, says, quote, this decision is a reckoning for institutions that discriminate and punish caring people of faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education says Denver Public Schools violated Title IX protections against sex-based discrimination in education by establishing all-gender bathrooms. The finding follows a probe of Denver's East High School, where a girl's restroom was converted into an all-gender facility, while another bathroom on the same floor remained exclusive to boys. The school could lose federal funding over the problem. This is SRN News. Indiana's Republican legislative leaders met privately with President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance to discuss congressional redistricting while in Washington, D.C. on August 26.
Several Indiana state legislators came out in support of a mid-cycle map change following the meetings. But others have expressed hesitation about joining President Trump's push in remaking districts in Republicans' favor. It remains unclear if Indiana will hold a legislative session on redistricting. Republicans hold a 7-2 edge over Democrats in Indiana's congressional delegation. All incumbent GOP congressional representatives have said that they support redistricting. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former New York City mayor and presidential advisor Rudy Giuliani is recovering from a fractured vertebra and other injuries following a weekend car crash in New Hampshire. New Hampshire State Police say an SUV driven by a Giuliani aide was hit from behind by another vehicle driven by a 19-year-old woman Saturday evening. More details, SRNNews.com.